Adopt cautious approach ahead of peak season despite brief respite. While air capacity saw some return with reduced demand from lockdowns, the approaching peak season and economic outlook spell further uncertainty. The air cargo market continues to soften on high capacity and sluggish demand, but the overall picture is very nuanced even as belly hold capacity is returning to the market. Thomas Mack, Global Head of Air Freight, DHL Global Forwarding, expects air freight markets to tighten later this year, and urges a sense of caution as the peak season approaches. The world enjoyed some breathing room during the months of June and July, and we do not expect a sudden surge in demand during this year's peak season too, he said, noting that DHL's July air freight state of the industry is forecasting that the softened demand across trade lanes in the coming months, especially out of Asia towards the US and Europe, will continue. There is ample scope for a market upturn later in the year if, and it's a big if, economic headwinds ease. General air cargo market volumes fell 8% year over year in May as war in Ukraine, soaring inflation, stock market declines and COVID-related restrictions in China battered business confidence and shipment levels, according to Clive Data Services. June followed a similar trajectory with volumes down 8% year-on-year and down by 7% compared to June 2019. Mr. Subhas Menon, Director General of the Association of Asia-Pacific Airlines, said that after a buoyant 2021, air cargo demand was now encountering more challenges, with export orders facing downward pressures driven by waning business confidence levels amid an increasingly cloudy global economic outlook. Kelvin Leung, CEO, DHL Global Forwarding Asia Pacific, noted that the looming presence of inflation, on top of the ongoing COVID-19 restrictions in China, are creating a sense of caution towards the market outlook for the second half of 2022. Ongoing issues such as the energy crisis in Europe and labor shortages continue to affect the supply chain, bringing much uncertainty for the months ahead, he added. Related articles: potential economic headwinds add stress to supply chain despite softened rates from a Q2 slowdown. Uncertainties loom heavily. Capacity up. More positively, freight options are increasing as belly hold space returns to the market, albeit capacity remains lower now than pre-COVID. Available cargo capacity in June 2022 rose 6% compared to June 2021. This is the result of additional summer passenger flights entering the market as travel restrictions are removed around the world. However, total capacity remained 11% lower than in June 2019. According to the July DHL Air Freight Market Update, while overall capacity in July was up 18% year-on-year, passenger capacity was almost 19% lower than in pre-COVID July 2019. Delicate balance. Capacity additions and the deteriorating economic picture combined to push rates downwards in June, especially on the North Atlantic, where rates have dropped 30% over the last 3 months, according to Clive. DHL's July air freight market update also notes that general air freight rates in June this year were still 120% higher than in June 2019 and 23% higher than in June 2021. Neil van der Woo, founder of Clive and chief air freight officer at Zenita, said the softening Atlantic market, where more capacity has been added this summer, could have wider repercussions even on ex-Asia lanes to the US and Europe, where flights are currently relatively full if carriers transfer capacity away from the Atlantic lanes. Will carriers deploy their freighters to other markets in Asia-Pacific, Africa, or South America? We are already seeing some freighter redeployment in the market, said van der Woo. But even on the transatlantic trade land, there are still shortages of space. And globally, demand for main deck capacity remains high, added Mack. Related articles: temper expectations of quick recovery after end of China lockdowns. Freight rates are expected to normalize in 2023, but unlikely to return to pre-pandemic levels, explaining rate declines. Bruce Chan, director and senior analyst, Global Logistics and Future Mobility Equity Research at Stifel, admitted in a report for the Baltic Exchange that Stifel had expected rates to rise in June. Explaining the downturn, he noted four factors. First, fuel prices tapered steadily during the month, tempering increases in base rates. Secondly, the third quarter is typically the second slowest air freight shipping season, and we are currently entering the normal late summer lull before the onset of the holiday peak, so the rates drop could also be partly seasonal. The third possible explanation is that the post-shutdown manufacturing ramp-up in China has been, and will be, more gradual than we expected, said Chan. Finally, Chan said there was also the possibility that demand was starting to moderate on a long-term basis. Are we seeing signs that the recessionary bogeyman has arrived? He added. Air freight volumes and air freight rates are likely a leading indicator, in our view, but we don't have clear evidence to support that thesis, noted Chan. Annualized US GDP contracted 1.6% in 1Q22, for example, but unemployment and absolute consumer spending figures have been more resilient, and US inventory to sales ratios remain near all-time lows. We don't, and cannot, discount the possibility of the last scenario. And, while we do expect a broader slowdown at some point in 2023, we believe that what is currently impacting rates is shorter term in nature, added Chan. Related articles: Air Freight State of the Industry. July 2022 find out the latest developments of the global air freight market in this monthly analysis by DHL Global Forwarding.